Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph of Masechta Sukkah. We are already holding in the middle of Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, about more than 10 lines down the page. First word on the line is Shachris. We are at the word Itmar. So we're discussing the halacha about being Mevarich on Tefillin each time you put on Tefillin, and whether we can compare that to Sukkah and being Mevarich on Sukkah each time you enter the Sukkah. So Itmar, Abaye Amar Hilch Sukkah Rabbi, the halacha is like Rabbi, that you say a bracha on Tefillin every time you put on the Tefillin. V'Rava Amar Hilch Sukkah Rabbanon, the halacha is like the Rabbanon, that you only say a bracha one time each day. Amr of Mari Barad Bas Shmuel Chazina Leila Rava Delo Avid Kishmaite. So of Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, says that I saw Rava go against his own psak, and he only made a bracha, meaning his own psak was to make a bracha only one time, and he went against that psak. Elamaktim v'kayi va'ayil be'sakise. He'd get up in the morning, he'd go to the bathroom, because tefillin require a guf naki, so he would make sure that his body was totally clean. V'nafiku mashiyade, and he would come out of the bathroom and he would wash his hands. Ummanach tefillin umevarich, and then he'd put on tefillin and say a bracha. And guess what? V'chiyitzrich zimna achrina. When he had to go to the bathroom at some later time during the day, so he had to take off his tefillin, he would go do the same process and wash his hands, and but then he would say a bracha when he put his tefillin back on. And we also follow Rebbe that each time that we have a hefsik in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, we have to say a new bracha when we go back and do the mitzvah again. And therefore, umavarchin kol shiva, when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, we say a bracha each and every day, even if that same day we left the sukkah, we come back to eat later, we say a second bracha that same day. As many times as we do the mitzvah of sukkah, that's how many brachos we say. I saw Rav Papi that every time he put on tefillin, he would say a bracha, no matter how many times it was in a day. Every time, even if they didn't take off their tefillin and put it on a second time, even if they would just move their tefillin, touch their tefillin, they would say a bracha, because there's a chiv that a person is supposed to be in constant touch with his tefillin in order not to have a hesach adas. So every time they would touch it to remind themselves of the tefillin, they would say asher kedushan mitzvah vitzvanu lishmar chukav. They wouldn't say the tefillin of the bracha of laniach tefillin, because that would be inaccurate. So Tosfos writes that it's mistaver that the bracha they said was lishmar chukav, like the bnei Yisrael do at the time that they take off the tefillin, not laniach tefillin, which is the bracha you say when you put on the tefillin, because they're already munach, they're already on him, so it wouldn't make sense to say that bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva, the mitzvah of lulav, we recite a bracha each and every day. Rav Shoban Levi Amar, yom rishon mitzvah lulav, only the first day is the mitzvah midaraisa, and therefore only the first day would warrant a bracha, mikan veilach mitzvah sekenim. After that, it's only a mitzvah midrabanan, and that's why we don't make a bracha on the rest of the days. Rav Yitzchak Amar, kol yom mitzvah sekenim, every day is only a mitzvah midrabanan, all the days of Sukkot, without any exceptions. V'afilu yom rishon, even the first day. I v'akaymel and yom rishon daraisa, but don't we paskin that lulav on the first day is daraisa? Ema bar mi yom rishon. No, what he meant to say is that the mitzvah is derabanan except for the first day. Well, lihachi handed Rabbi Shimon Levi. Well, then it's not really machlokas. They're both saying the same thing, that the mitzvah is daraisa the first day, and after that it's only mitzvah derabanan. So says Gemara, ema v'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak. What we should say is v'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak, meaning that Rabbi Yitzchak is in total agreement with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Va'af rav savar kol shiva mitzvos lulav. Even though the rest of the days of lulav are only midrabanan, nevertheless Rav holds you have to say a bracha on the lulav each and every day, because even a mitzvah derabanan gets a bracha. How does he know this? So the amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, amar Rav, hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tzarich levarich. When you light ner Chanukah, you have to say a bracha. Ner Chanukah is obviously only a mitzvah midrabanan. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, haroa ner shel Chanukah tzarich levarich. Even if you only see Chanukah candles, you say a bracha. May mevarich, and what bracha does one recite? Amar Ravido, yom rishon amadlik mevarich shalosh. On the first day, the guy who's lighting candles should say three brachas. Lahadlik ner Chanukah, shas nisan lavasein v'yemeyem v'zman hazeh, and shachyon v'kimon v'gyon v'zman hazeh. Haroa mevarich shtayim, and someone who sees the ner Chanukah only recites two brachos, and that of course is shasanisim shachianu, but he can't recite the hadlik because he's not actually being madlik. Mikan ve'elach, every day after the first day, you knock out shachianu. Madlik mevarach shtayim v'ram, mevarach achas. The one being madlik says two brachos, and the one who sees it recites only one bracha. Umay mevarach, and what is the nusach of the bracha on Ner Chanukah? Baruch Asher Kishon Tzosav Yitzanu, the hadlik ner, shel Chanukah samav, and samav without the shell. Heichon Tzivanu, but ask the Gemara the million-dollar question. How can you say Vitzivanu if we were not commanded on a d'oraisa level to do this mitzvah? Says the Gemara, mi lo sasur. Even mitzvahs d'rabanan, on a certain level, we were commanded mi d'oraisa, because the pasuk says, lo sasur min adavar asher yigidu l'cha yimin u'smol. So everyone has to listen to the chachamim. So in the chamur, masaki ner chanuk, it's as if the tzivoy was mi pi Hashem. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, sha'al avicha v'yagedcha. He says, I'll give you a different source of where the chachamim, where the Torah commands us to listen to the Chachamim from the Pasuk Sha'al Avicha V'yageidcha, and the Pasuk continues the Kenecha V'yomrilach, to tell us that we have to listen to the Zakenim, to the Chachamim. It's an interesting question why we need these two Pesukim and what was wrong with Lo Sasur, but be that as it may. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni LaBehedya Amar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvah Sulav. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had directly in the name of Rav that throughout all 7 days of Sukkot we recite a bracha on the Lulav. So Rav says this explicitly about Lulav, not about Ner Chanukah and then it has to be applied to Lulav. No, he mamish said this about Lulav. So now the Gemara brings a brisa about brachos on building the Sukkah and sitting in the Sukkah. Tan Rabbanan, ha'os the Sukkah le'atzmo. If someone builds a Sukkah for himself, Omer, Baruch Shechia. When he goes to actually do the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, Omer Baruch Hashem Kiddushanu, you should say a bracha of leishiv b'sukkah. Ha'isa asuya va'omedes, if the sukkah was already built for the sake of yantiv, 30 days before yantiv, im yachol chadish padavar mevarich. If he could be mechadish something in the sukkah, he should say a shachianu, and then he doesn't have to say a shachianu on the chag itself. Im lav, if he's not able to be mechadish anything, l'kshi kanes leishiv when he goes in to sit in the sukkah, he should say two brachos, leishiv b'sukkah and shechianu. Amar Rav Ashi, chazina leil Rav Kahana dekamelu l'kulu. I saw Rav Kahana say all the brachos of leishiv b'sukkah and shechianu akosa de kiddusha, and he said it all on the coast of kiddush on the night of, so the first night of sukkah. And he didn't say shechianu when he built the sukkah. The shechianu of the kiddush would pater the shechianu that's required for building the sukkah. Tan Rabban, ha'ilufan of mitzvos harbeif. A person has lots of mitzvahs he's got to do. Let's say he's got lulav and yeshiva b'sukkah and tefillin and tzitzis. So Omer, he should say one big bracha that encapsulates everything. Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvosa v'tzivanu ala mitzvos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevarich al kol achas v'achas b'fnei atzma. No, you have to say a bracha on each and every one individually. Omer Rabbi Zeir v'tem Rabbi Chanin bar Papa hilchsak Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that each one gets its own bracha. V'am Rabbi Zeir v'tem Rabbi Chanin bar Papa my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say each one gets its own bracha? Tichsiv baruch Hashem yom yom. The pasuk says that we bless Hashem each day. Why does that make sense? What is a bracha to Hashem, something we only do during the day and not during the night? Ella balom elcha b'kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein birchosav. That each day we should give Hashem the brachos that are relative to that day. So on Shabbos you have to give a bracha about Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh about Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov about Yom Tov. Ah, so hachanami when it comes to mitzvos also b'kol davar v'davar tein lo me'ein birchosav. That the bracha on each mitzvah should be on that specific mitzvah. So we have this by foods, we have it by blessing a day, and we have it by mitzvos, that brachos ideally should be as specific as they possibly can be. That's the ideal when it comes to a bracha. V'amar Rabbi Zeir v'itayim Rabbi Chanin bar Papa. Bo reish lo kum yisukrosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. Come see how different Hashem runs the world than the way human beings act. Midas basar v'dam, klei reikon machzik. In midas basar v'dam, an empty kli can hold something because it's empty, so it's got plenty of room. But malei eino machzik, a kli that's already full cannot hold anything. thing. Avamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Machzik, Reikon Eino Machzik, a full kli can hold something, an empty kli cannot hold anything. Meaning a person who is a Chacham, who's full of wisdom, he's going to have an easier time picking up more knowledge. The fuller he is, the easier it is to fill himself up more. Whereas a person who's a total bore, who's totally empty of anything, it's much more difficult for him to pick up new information and knowledge. Shnemar v'haya im shamoa tishma, im shamoa tishma, that if you already have been shomea, you will then have an easier time being shomea more. V'im lav lo tishma, but if you did not listen earlier in life, you're not going to be able to be shomea more. Davar acher, im shomea b'yashan tishma b'chadash. If you chazer over your old learning, you re-listen to the learning that you've done before, then you'll be able to hear new learning. V'im yifna levavcha shuv lo tishma, but if you turn your heart away from your learning and you ignore that which you've learned in the past, well, then you're not going to be able to pick up new learning very easily. So let's do the main points on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So we have main point number one is that Sukkah on subsequent days should be just like Tefillin, and many Gedolim went against their own Psak and said Bracha on Tefillin each time they put their Tefillin back on. Main point number two, that we say Brachas even on Mitzvot Rabbanan, either based on the Pasuk of Lo Sasur, or based on the pasuk of Sha'alavicha v'yagedicha. Main point number three, really a Shechianu should be said when building a sukkah, but Rav Kahana said all brachos at the time of Kiddush, so he would exempt it at the time of Kiddush. And main point number four, we have a machlokas, if you say one bracha on many mitzvos, one all-inclusive bracha, or each mitzvah gets its own specific bracha based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And then I guess main point number one on Mem Vavim Beis, Im Shamoa Tishma either teaches that Malei Machzik, that a full kli, meaning someone who's already wise, can pick up more wisdom, or that reviewing, Chazara, allows for plenty of new learning. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Mem Vav Amud Beis.